Friday morning at 26 before its morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, working towards Pentecost Sunday. And boy, during the COVID-19 pandemic, didn't we need the guidance and to fine-tune our ears, our spiritual ears, to hear the whispers or in some cases the shouts of the Holy Spirit. And you know how the Holy Spirit has worked in your life to bring you to where you are today. Maybe you're asking the Holy Spirit to take you to a new part of your life and your journey to heaven. Let's talk about the power of the Holy Spirit in our conversation, in our prayer every day. Father John Gordon is the acting vicar for pastoral life, the coordinator of the Office for Evangelization in the Archdiocese of Newark, and a member of our morning family. Father Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Glenn. How are you all today?
We're blessed to have you on. We're not going to give you the pop quiz for the Ten Commandments because we would assume that you know the Ten Commandments in order, but it was quite surprising, and we'll go into our archives and do a little clip from that from back in 2014 coming up. And perhaps if we asked people who the Holy Spirit is and the role of the Holy Spirit in their lives, you might get some blank stares, right?
I think so. I think there would be perhaps a reference to the Sacrament of Confirmation for many people, and maybe there are some of those gifts of the Spirit that we are familiar with from that sacrament. But I think there's so much more about the reality of the Holy Spirit, especially in this new dispensation of grace, that is the New Testament, the new covenant that we live in now, that's markedly different from how the Holy Spirit was generously poured out beforehand, and therefore how we can expect the Holy Spirit to be alive within us.
Go ahead.
So it seems as if, the Holy Spirit has been around since the very beginning. Obviously, it's God, always was, always is, always will be. And we meet the Holy Spirit in the very opening words of Genesis, when the Word of God says the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. But it's not until the New Testament that we get a clarity about it being God, being the third person of the Trinity, and being a Spirit that is poured out generously without measure to everybody who asks. As Joel prophesied and Peter proclaimed on Pentecost, and the Acts of the Apostles has several stories of Pentecost, which suggest that it happened more than once. The Pentecost event was that one-day event, but there are several other events in the Acts of the Apostles in which the Holy Spirit comes upon the believers in power and wonder. And so what is it that the Holy Spirit does? And the Holy Spirit seems to want to make us more and more like Jesus. And we meet the Holy Spirit in the New Testament with the Annunciation, when the Holy Spirit comes upon Mary and she conceives. Jesus is literally conceived in her womb. When the Holy Spirit comes to us, Jesus is made alive within us. And the Holy Spirit seems to work in two ways, to help us to be like Jesus, to grow in holiness, and to help us to do what Jesus did, and that is to be prepared for mission. And I think if we are aware of that, we would be a people who would be much more attentive to the mission and much more attentive to holiness.
If we were playing spiritual password, and you can use more than one word clues, and if you said Holy Spirit, I would say discernment. But discernment is another one of those words that very often we confuse or we hear about, and we really don't know how to unpack that very powerful tool that the Holy Spirit gives us.
Yes, and this is especially an important tool in our lives because it helps us kind of navigate through the weeds of what's coming from God, what's coming from the devil, but also what's coming from our own human heart, our own human spirit, which isn't bad necessarily, but lacks something of the power of God. And frankly, I don't think we have enough time in our lives to fool around with things that aren't in the power of God. Why else would we want to be into anything other than what God himself offers us? So discernment is very, very key. And it's one of those gifts that relies upon our own human understanding, our experience, but also in a very profound way, God's insight and our openness to seeing, God, how are you present here? What is the fruit of what's going on? And the truth thing about all these gifts of the Spirit, all the things of God that he gives to us, is that at times we get it wrong. At times we kind of mishandle it, or we miss that gift, or we miss the understanding of it. And thanks be to God for the gift of repentance and forgiveness, and for the gift of being able to kind of start over again and get it right, because God is a patient, loving, generous God.
You know, sometimes when you hear a word, you just kind of park it someplace, and that has become the definition for you. When I used to hear the word holiness, I would just kind of park it up in the cloud. It just seemed like something that was unattainable. And then in working on the relationship, the romance with the Holy Spirit, You get to see how holiness is attainable. And the more you talk to the Holy Spirit, Father Gordon, the more you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit that's moving you towards holiness, and you understand what holiness is and how it's achievable in your life.
Yes, because holiness isn't some kind of thing that we get, like a new wardrobe or the golden ring on the merry-go-round. But holiness, I got that golden ring in my mind. Holiness is the fruit of that relationship. It's the expression of that relationship with God, in which He is first and foremost in our lives. You know, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. When that relationship is the primary relationship in our lives, and not something that we kind of take off the shelf and bring out when we need it on Sundays or holy days or times of difficulty or challenge, but rather the central definition of our lives, when that is the case, then we are growing very, very much and very near to holiness.
Is the Holy Spirit the inner voice of your conscience?
It can be, for our conscience can be formed by the Holy Spirit, but our conscience can also be deceived. And so we need to be very careful. There's your discernment coming in again, John, because we can have a notion that, and some people, some Catholics have a notion that, well, my conscience is my guide. Whatever my conscience tells me to do, I need to do. And people will often use that as for great freedom to do things that are against the moral code. But a conscience can be well-formed or be malformed. And so the inner voice that is our conscience isn't always the Holy Spirit. It needs to be formed by that Holy Spirit. And that is to submit to the teaching of God and grace that we find in the Scripture and in the life of the Church.
And Father Gordon, as we work towards Pentecost and talk about the Holy Spirit this morning on Morning Air, how do you, again, the D word, discern the different voices that you might hear in your conscience, that you know it's the Holy Spirit or it may be something else that's driving you in a particular direction?
Well, I think in the first place we have to gauge, do I have a relationship with the Lord? Is my life with God, the life of grace, the thing that drives me? Do I spend time with the Lord in prayer and in Scripture? Do I seek His face more than anything else? If I am, then I have a lot more confidence that that inner sense I'm getting is from God. At the same time, when I'm realizing that inner voice, as it were, does it bring me, what is the fruit of it? Does it bring me love and joy and peace? Or does it make me a little agitated or selfish or self-absorbed? And if we are fruit inspectors, as it were, of what the inner life within us is leading towards, we'll have a much better sense of it. And then lastly, we can always turn to others. And this is where spiritual direction or spiritual accompaniment can be very, very fruitful and helpful, is if there's somebody else in my life who knows me to some extent and also, I believe, listens to the Holy Spirit, and I can share with them, I think I'm being led in such and such a way. You know I've been married 20 years, but I have a secretary, and she's just lovely, and she says all the right things, and she's a new believer. Well, no, she's not calling you. The Holy Spirit is not calling you to leave your wife. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right.
But we can get caught up in these things. So having somebody else help us listen and discern with us can be a very, very fruitful task in the life of grace.
There were two times in my life where I audibly heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, and it moved me in dramatically different directions in my life, both of those times. And it wasn't until well after the fact that the Holy Spirit let me see how He connected the spiritual dots for me, which then made my relationship with the Holy Spirit even stronger. And being able to trust in the voice of the Holy Spirit. And the more you talk to the Holy Spirit, the more you're engaged in conversation on a daily basis, the more you hear that voice, the stronger the relationship, the more you trust, at least in my case.
I think that's very true, John. It's very true on the natural human level. If there's somebody you speak to in a regular kind of way, when somebody calls and you don't recognize the number, and the person says, hello, how are you? And you recognize the voice because it's a relationship. You have it in an ongoing way. But there's other people that you talk to infrequently. And when they call and you don't recognize the number, you don't know who it is. Oh, this is John. John who? You know, John, your friend. So it becomes, because I'm not as familiar with the voice of the shepherd in that regard. In John 10, which we had a couple of Sundays ago, Jesus says that, you know, I am the good shepherd, and the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd, and they follow it because they recognize his voice. They won't follow the voice of strangers. So another way to help us discern is, am I trying to live free of sin, or am I trying to live in the midst of sin and give excuse for it. All these are different ways. And the other one is, I love how the Holy Spirit worked in your life, John, because the Holy Spirit works subtly differently in every person's life, but always yielding the same good fruit.
Father John Gordon is the Acting Vicar for Pastoral Life, the coordinator of the Office for Evangelization in the Archdiocese of Newark, and we're blessed here on Morning Air to get his spiritual direction to talk about how the Holy Spirit equips us to act like Christ, and that's our mission, to be like Christ every single day, to live out our baptismal promises. Amen. On that road to holiness. Father Gordon, thank you. You're in our prayers.
You're in mine. We'll pray together all this week. Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, almost Holy Spirit, come.